Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Can government officials contact social media companies about content on their platforms? The Supreme Court tackling that question today.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case that accuses the Biden administration of violating free speech rules by coercing social media companies to remove misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic.
ABC's Brian Clark. If the court upholds the ruling, the White House would be blocked from contacting social media companies. Spring break turns deadly in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, where gunfires left one person dead, two people in stable condition. Happened in a crowded outdoor area, multiple suspected shooters. New security concerns along the southern U.S. border after a migrant from the Middle East was taken into custody with alleged ties to a foreign terrorist organization. The March Madness college basketball brackets are set. Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes earning a top seed in the women's tournament. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rent is going up faster in Wisconsin than most of the rest of the country, according to Channel 9 TV in Wausau. Their reporting shows rent in Wisconsin went up 8% in January of last year to January of this year, making Wisconsin one of the top 10 states in the country for rent increases in that time. Senator Ron Johnson says he hopes the Senate will take their time studying the House TikTok bill before calling for a floor vote.
What I've looked so far, there's very legitimate concerns on both sides of the issue. So I'm hoping we don't just rush into this, take a vote. I hope we actually do deliberate on this and take a look at this thing both from both sides.
The bill would take TikTok off U.S. app stores unless its Chinese owners sell to an American buyer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. If you commute into Madison on Highway 18-151, you might want to give yourself a little extra time to get to work. The State Department of Transportation says that construction on the busy highway will begin next week. Crews will be working on the highway between Town Hall Road in Mount Horeb and Fitch-Rona Road in Verona. DOT officials say that drivers should expect some lanes to be closed during construction. Work is expected to wrap up in June. An employee at the Pecatonica Area School District is on administrative leave after multiple allegations of misconduct. The school district has not named the employee or said what kind of misconduct they're being accused of. District officials say that students brought the allegations forward in late February and early March, and the employee was immediately put on leave. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office says that they are conducting an investigation. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
The Badgers head to the NCAA tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the bad news is Wisconsin lost to Illinois 93-87 in the Big Ten final. The good news is they are the number 5 seed to start March Madness. They play James Madison University Friday night in Brooklyn. Greg Gard.
Happy that we got Friday. I think that helps. We're leaving here better than where we were on Wednesday. I mean, we're a better team. We're playing really well. Come up with a couple more loose balls and rebounds today. One less turnover, two less turnovers, and we're in good position. But we played well today.
The Marquette Golden Eagles face Western Kentucky Friday afternoon. NBA, the Bucks with a win, 140-129 at home over the Suns. Giannis sat out with a sore hamstring. Bobby Portis came off the bench scoring 31 points, saying it was time to silence his critics.
Try to block out all the naysayers. They've been talking crazy about me all year long, trade them, all type of stuff. So I can get in my own zone now.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Some calmer winds today under a mix of sun and clouds and still holding below average temperatures. As highs today hit the upper 30s. After sunset, winds start to crank up once again, but this time pulling out of the south, giving us a warmer day for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
No one wanted to hire me. They just saw my disability, but not me. I worked hard to get the education and the skills needed to thrive. I was ready to work. Then someone believed in me and said yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
From the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
These are animals, okay? And we have to stop it. We can't have another Lakin. We have so many people. We have so many people being hurt so badly and being killed. They're sending their prisoners to see us. They're sending, and they're bringing them right to the border. And they're dropping them off, and we're allowing them to come in. And these are tougher than anybody we've got in the country. These are hardened criminals.
Yeah, you know, whilst can't say Lakin's name is the million people you killed from COVID with your incompetence. Oh, and also, what's your name? Ashley Babbitt, because you lied. Yeah. So, okay. All right, you know what I need? I need a big ball of light and love. That's what I need. JoJo from Jersey is described as mom, Jersey, Dem, news junkie, Lebanese, hothead, geek. Everything we love, all rolled into one human. JoJo from Jersey, Twitter rock stars here.
JoJo shows her speeding lines way down there in the basement below.
JoJo from Jers, yep. Twitter and YouTube star.
Love her.
We need JoJo, her insights. Her insights.
JoJo from Jers.
It's JoJo.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, JoJo.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
I like that you got the very quiet Chris LaVoie endorsement in there. Love her.
Yeah, love
just
her.
Just in the middle of your jingle. Yeah. You know, we were just talking off air because we both did our own Katie Britt impressions, but we were saying, like, that's how, you know, it felt like the old school Twitter, like you were saying, where we all watched that and went, oh, my God, was that as crazy as I just thought it was? And you had to go check on Twitter, and you and I were just like, oh, my God, someone's got to do a wellness check on Segway and Bam Bam or whatever kids' names are. Just, you know, just. And then we both did our own versions because it, right? I mean, it just, it is like where, Twitter's where you used to go to make sure it wasn't you taking crazy pills, right?
Yeah, and then the jokes would just keep getting better. They would just improve each other. Like, somebody would pick up on somebody else's joke, and that's what happened. Thank you, Katie Britt, for that insanity. But it really was like this collective moment of like, wait, did that just happen?
Wait,
did
what?
I see that?
Wait. Yeah. No, yeah. Plus, I was saying, is it me? It's from Trump on down. Do they have so many weirdos in their part? They're just weird. I don't understand. Like, even Republicans were like, oh, my God, what was that? Right? I mean, I don't know. Like, what's her name? Christy Noem. What is with the dentist commercial from Texas? I don't even. They're just so weird.
They really are. They're so weird. Like, it's just like a Russian nesting doll of weird. You mean, like, every doll you open, it's like, oh, my God, that's weirder. Katie Britt was, like, weird at an 11. Like, that was psychotic. But you, like, when you go back and you think, like, oh, hold on, some of her coaching, because that's not how she talks.
Yeah.
She talks like, you know, a normal person from Alabama. But I don't think her accent's quite that strong,
right.
But still.
Right.
And she was coached to do that Fundy baby voice we're all learning about now. Like,
right.
Submissive, but also super intense randomly. And it's all the same fear-mongering they've been doing. They're like, women are under attack. Yeah. They're coming for them.
Remember Speaker God Warrior, Speaker Mike Johnson? You're like, yeah, oh, you and your son monitor each other's porn addiction. Sure. What? Oh, my God, that's so weird.
So weird. And then recently he said at their little retreat that he doesn't like member-on-member action.
What?
Yeah. Oh. I swear. It's Manu Raju got him to say that on camera.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where is this? You said we just played Mike Pence. Turns out Mike Pence has more of a spine than 99.9% of the Republican Party. And, you know, and he's, I'm sorry, still a profiling cowardice that, you know, he's not going to, he would never vote for Joe Biden. Well, as you and I know, that is a vote for Trump then. I mean, sure, you're not going to endorse the guy that wanted you hung to death. Like, oh, okay, that's brave. But you're right. It's what passes for bravery, I guess, in the Republican Party.
I mean, this is where the bar is. It's on the, it's not just on the floor. It's in the sub-basement. Because, like, if not saying, hey, the guy who wanted me hanged shouldn't be president, there's only one choice right now, it has to be Joe Biden. If you can't say that, right. But, like, the bar for even just saying he wanted to have me hanged,
right.
I can't endorse him. Like, everyone's like, he's a hero. Welcome to the resistance. And it's like, he's kind of like the bare minimum, no?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and here's this, who is this guy? Oh, the election denier, new RNC chair, Michael Whatley. Yeah, here he is.
At the end of the day, this comes down to a very simple contrast between President Trump and President Biden. Were you better off 4 years ago than you are today? The answer for this entire country is no.
Were you better off 4 years ago? No. What? Wait, what is he
what?
Saying
I
there?
I think he's confused.
Yes, he is confused. Oh, my God.
You wrote a good piece. You said, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? MAGA is aiming for collective amnesia. It's downright delusional, but we still have to push back hard. I mean, Joe, that's our job, right? We keep talking about this Trump voter that's like, well, I just appreciate President, you know, Trump getting me $35 insulin. I have diabetes. I mean, we just have to, you know, Trump saying Biden will cut your Social Security when Trump's the one that said he would cut Social Security. I mean, how do you, in your capacity and what you do, suggest we get, you know, actual information out there?
Well, we have to have, you know, trusted sources who, like you, hopefully like me,
yes,
who vet what they're saying before they say it so that they don't go out there with misinformation or disinformation and then people don't trust them. Because what we have to do, what I really believe is like the greatest weapon in our arsenal, is we have to keep pushing the truth, because that's what we have on our side. They don't. And as long as they muddy the waters and there aren't people out there vetting the truth and sharing the truth constantly, then they can convince a lot of people of a lot of things that frankly aren't true, like the election was stolen, which clearly wasn't.
You know, I opened the show today, Joe, talking about how it was a rough week for all of us last week, just the believe in justice and accountability and, you know, all these delays that Trump is getting again. And I always tell you, this is why I love having you on, because you just, we so desperately need positivity, I think, you know, and not just, you know, you also, you're having fun doing it, but I think it's positivity, because what they want is for us to feel hopeless and like nothing matters. Our Justice Department doesn't matter and voting doesn't matter, because I think we all are like, we voted so that we got a Biden Justice Department and a Merrick Garland, not a Bill Barr and a Trump Justice Department. And so I think you can excuse us for feeling frustrated after last week. But I think, you know, I said, be around the people that give you hope and light you up. You're one of those people for me. I got to hang out with Mark Hamill and Victor Shi yesterday and another young political activist. And it lit me up. You know what I mean? You know, you pick yourself up and you have to, like, go, we have just got to, we've got to have a blue tsunami. I mean, that's, we've got to. Just talk a little bit about what gets you up every day and lights you up.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, people like you, you know, you're out there fighting the good fight too. But Mark Hamill, like you said, I know Victor Shi. He's amazing. He's a total inspiration. He and my son are actually, you know, up on the spectrum of Gen Z. My son is on the tail end of Gen Z at 14, but they are still part of the same generation.
Yeah.
He inspires me every single day. But there's also activists like Heather Booth, who is one of the founders of the Janes, who's out there kicking butt still. And like, don't lose hope. How could I lose hope? How could I be like depressed or downtrodden when Heather Booth is still out there? taking right. names.
Right.
And the thing is, we all lift each other up all the time. But this, but we also have to remember, we can't lose sight of both what we have to lose and gain, but how far we have actually come. You right. know what I mean? And so, in a way, we have to focus on the wins, too. Like you just said, Joe Biden is in the White House. We woke up, you know, in January of 2021 with Joe Biden in the White House with right. the Senate and the House of Representatives. He's flying around Air Force One. That's a great thing. We did that. We have to remember that. We have to channel that same excitement.
Yeah.
I know it's like people are like, I'm not excited, but we have to find it because yeah. we can be excited about what prospects lie ahead, but we also be cognizant of what kind of threats we have as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I was saying that, you know, one of the things we feel like we're always still fighting is the mainstream media. Because I was yeah. saying it's not just, you know, it's what the mainstream media did with the Barr report, with the Her report, with this stupid Fannie Willis, you know, whatever that was. You said, by the way, if you're calling for Fannie Willis to recuse herself over a, quote, appearance of impropriety, but you're totally fine with the bought and paid for Clarence Thomas ruling on cases in which his wife is directly involved, kindly shut the F up and have all the effing seats. That's when she's potty mouth.
Yeah,
I love her.
Love
even,
her.
I love her even more.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But, yeah, that was my reaction as well. It's just, it's how the media ran with this Fannie Willis crap when, you know, that is a conflict. Clarence Thomas and Ginny Thomas is the conflict, right?
Yeah. I mean, the double standard is astounding, but the media doesn't cover it in the same way. And, you know, with Fannie Willis, like, there are even suggestions that despite the fact that she was not told she needed to remove herself from the court, from the case, there were people on the left saying that she should anyway. And I felt like it was really frustrating to yeah. me because I'm tired of accommodating Trump's crazy. Like,
yeah.
why do we always have to do that? I mean, she was, the judge didn't yeah. tell her she had to remove herself. Why do we have to tell her to remove herself anyway?
Tristan Snell tweeted, I read that earlier, Joe, that he said, Trump has been doing this since 1973, going after prosecutors. Like, yeah, I agree with you. I'm like, what do you mean she should recuse? Are you kidding me? Like, this just, that whole thing just annoyed the bejesus out of me. You know, that yeah. they, again, as one expert said, this should have been taken care of in the judge's chambers on lunch hour, not televised her personal life, you know, on for days and days. And then, you know, just this whole, it reminded me of the Her report, right? Like, there was no actual conflict, but this made me feel kind of, gave me the eebie-jeebies. Who cares what your opinion is? There was no conflict of interest, right?
Right, and I mean, the fact that he, her, yes. wow, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
He, her, the fact that he, her, basically lied about Joe Biden remembering Beau's death, the dates of Beau's death, the right. way that the media ran with
right.
that story, and that her never apologized. He never
yeah.
said, I misrepresented this in my report, because when you read the report, that's not at all an accurate statement. But the media was like, he doesn't even remember when his son died. His son dying was one of the most catastrophic events of his life. I mean, he's already lost his wife and his daughter. But, like, how they did that, it's really unforgivable.
Yeah. I was saying that, too. But, again, the media, instead of waiting and reading the Mueller report, the Her report, instead of waiting and reading the transcript, which directly contradicts Her's report, you know, and then Fannie Willis, the media just ran with this whole story. And it's infuriating. I mean, to your point, you said on Twitter, you said Howard Dean's electoral future ended forever because he yelled weird one time. And yet today, the former president who was cited attack on our Capitol and promised a bloodbath if he loses, and the media is giving it, quote unquote, context. It's like, no, he wasn't effing talking about the auto industry. You know, I mean, just because he had, been, that wasn't what he, you know, that's not what he was talking about, right?
I mean, it's like, at what point they realize that the leopard's not changing its spots, right? Like, its spots are its spots. This is Donald Trump we're talking about. This is a person who literally incited an attack on our Capitol, who agreed that his vice president should be hanged. And we're all like, you know, I think contextually, maybe this is a nuance.
Yeah.
You guys, nuance, like, phobic. There's no
right.
nuance to Donald Trump. He looks like he's like a spaghetti sauce stain in a Tupperware container that you microwaved. He's not nuanced. We know who he is. We've seen this movie, folks.
That was such a Jersey Mom reference. I love that. Okay.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you can't get that stain out. It's so annoying. It's like my good Tupperware, too. So you never put spaghetti in the good Tupperware, okay?
Right.
Spaghetti goes in that stuff you toss away. I'm sorry.
You have your spaghetti Tupperware. The pre-stained Tupperware. Yes. You can't get the stained right. out. Yeah. That's the spaghetti.
It's already effed. The one that's already effed. Right. Yeah.
We should have a business model that's just pre-stained Tupperware.
Yeah.
I smell a new business line for Steph and JoJo. Yep. Okay, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick.
Yeah.
Yep, right in there every morning. Tell you what, I know I'm throwing you off a little bit. It's weightlift. It's girl weightlifting day.
That's usually Tuesday.
I know.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a switch up today. Right. That's why I got to be ready all the time. I got to have my Morning Kick. I'm telling you, I'm not good at hydrating with regular water. This is fantastic strawberry lemonade. And you know what else I get?
Right.
10 supplements in one.
You also get ashwagandha.
It's fun to say. Mm-hmm. Okay. JoJo knows about not favoring one kid over the other. Right. So I love you too, prebiotics and probiotics. And every other supplement is so good in there.
I know you do.
You do, do, do. Everything is good for your digestion, superfoods for your muscles and joints, anti-aging supplements, you name it. Mommy loves all of you. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie, or you can text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com and use that code Stephanie.
She's your human fox blocker. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me turn you on to something that's going to transform your sleep, Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use that code Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, yeah, don't funk with Joe from Jersey, man. She's cute and blonde and all that stuff, but, you know, she will cut a bitch.
Yep.
She's a Jersey mom. Yep. So, yeah. Oh, can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
Joe?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought we forgot to plug in.
Nope.
I love what you did. Yeah, you tweeted, Nancy Mace still hasn't explained how, as a rape survivor, she can support a rapist for the presidency. I don't care how long she gaslights. I'm not going to stop asking her. I love that you confronted her, because we played the audio over. I keep saying this, but it's important, Joe. George Stephanopoulos did not bring up her rape. She did. So she's the one that politicized mm-hmm. it. He just asked her as a woman, how can you support someone that's been adjudicated a rapist? And she brought it up, right? And then has now tweeted about it 50 times what a POS George Stephanopoulos is, because he's the bad mm-hmm. guy, right?
Yeah. It's classic deflection. It's classic gaslighting. It's you didn't hear what you heard. It's you don't know what you know. You didn't see what you saw. And she rape-shamed E. Jean Carroll
yeah.
in that same interview yeah. by essentially saying she didn't believe her, because she said Trump has said he didn't do the things that he's been found liable of doing. And then she also said it was a civil case, not a criminal case, as if that's yeah. the bar. That's the distinction, right?
Yeah, civil rape's different.
Right. Yeah. And truthfully speaking, one of the reasons that I'm not going to let it go, and thank you for reminding me to tweet it her again today, posted her again today, I am also a survivor of rape. Yeah. And I also waited a very long time to share my story, because I was also feeling ashamed, which is not, you know, it's a legitimate feeling, and you shouldn't feel ashamed, but it's a legitimate feeling. And as a rape survivor, I cannot fathom supporting someone who is an adjudicated rapist for the presidency of the United States. But you know what? She won't answer that question. And the reason she's doing all of this tweeting about George Stephanopoulos is because she wants us to look at the shiny object over there, because she knows she can't answer that question. She never will.
Yeah. And also, Joe, you know, it reminded me how ridiculous, you know, just, well, everything since Roe has fallen is ridiculous. But, you know, this whole, like, you know, the rape exception, do you know how many rapes are not ever prosecuted or are not? So, like, how does that work in reality? A guy, you have to have not only reported it, but he's got to have to have been convicted. And we all know how difficult that can be. So, you know, in that case, what do you got to wait? I mean, and by the way, then it's too late if you're pregnant. By the time, you know, there's a trial and someone's convicted of rape, is that when you get an exception?
Right. And in those 14 red states, and some of which have exceptions, an average of 15 legal abortions have happened since Dobbs. 64,000 pregnancies, an average of 15 legal abortions over 14 states. Let that sink in, like, to your point. These are not exceptions that are realistic. They're not happening.
Right.
These women are having to find other places or means to do it, or they're having babies that are maybe the byproduct of rape, or that they didn't want, or you name it. Mm-hmm. 64,000 are raped, but think about that number, 15?
Right.
That's not an exception.
Right. And so many women, as you say, either don't report or don't go through with the prosecution because of the very rape shaming that people like Nancy Mace, I mean, of all people, people like Nancy Mace do. It's despicable. I love someone, you know, posted once, you know, top 10 reasons to get an abortion. None of your business, none of your business, none of your business, right? That's why, right. You know, this whole exception thing just already makes me, ugh, just feels handmaid-y.
And telling survivors that you don't believe another survivor, even though a court of law and a jury of her peers sided with her, but you'd not, what does that tell other people? Other people are afraid to come forward.
Don't do it.
No one's going to believe you.
That's right. Yep. Joe from Jersey is here, bitches.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. School in one northern Wisconsin district will be closed for the next 2 weeks after a potential carbon monoxide leak made 39 people sick last week. Machinery will be inspected and the building is being cleaned. The plan is for classes to resume on April 2nd. A software engineer hired by Donald Trump to find voter fraud in Wisconsin and other states is out with a new book. Ken Block tells WISN-TV's Up Front he instead ended up debunking 20 different claims of voter fraud.
I found across all of the swing states a total of less than 300 fraudulent votes across all of them, not nearly enough to have impacted one of the swing states, let alone all of them.
Block's book is called Disproven. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Edgewood College will continue to not have lights over their athletic field after a panel of judges upheld a ruling that allows the city of Madison to block the lights. Edgewood sued the city on religious grounds after they denied their request to put up lights and hold nighttime football games in 2021. The city says that the bright lights would negatively affect those living near the campus. The three-judge panel upheld the 2022 ruling blocking the lights on Friday. If you were hoping to get in a round of bingo at the Ohio Tavern on the Near East Side, well, you're out of luck. Madison police and state revenue agents raided the tavern last Wednesday. The bar posted on social media that the visit was due to the fact that they didn't fill out all the proper paperwork to hold a bingo night, and all bingo events are canceled for the foreseeable future. The tavern is still open for non-bingo related activities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Some calmer winds today under a mix of sun and clouds and still holding below average temperatures. As highs today hit the upper 30s. After sunset, winds start to crank up once again, but this time pulling out of the south, giving us a warmer day for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I'm talking about former President Trump's comments calling them not people and animals.
Well, I, of course, disagree with those in the past. I think the American public disagree with those. But I do think that people see that Donald Trump is the only candidate in this race that's going to be able to fix this crisis.
Did you support the border package on the Hill?
No, I did not.
Profiling cowardice, this Republican Party. That was Mike Turner.
Yeah.
We're good. Yep. Hey, Joe. Joe from Jersey's here. Hooray. That really is what I think we were talking about this, that I think our justice system, our founders, they just didn't envision an entire party being this corrupt and in the pocket of Putin and Donald Trump, you know, and just acting as his defense team. There's Mike Turner. They will defend anything he says. He can quote Hitler. They defend it. They spin it. I mean, we just are in extraordinary times, aren't we?
I mean, even I would say in 2016, I don't think people fully anticipated this complete abdication, this whole hog abdication. You know, when Ken Buck is looking like, you know, like a rhino right. on his way out the door, like this place sucks. I don't want to be here. These right. guys are crazy.
Right.
Like when Mike Pence is the standard bearer of bravery for your party yeah. after running and cheering for Donald Trump for 5 years straight, essentially.
Right.
Like, it's a mess. It's a cult, really.
Right. You tweeted under indictment day one, dictator has called immigrants animals and said they're poisoning the blood of this country. Hitler. Okay. He's also promising detention camps and mass deportations, but how dare you miss the totally reasonable context surrounding his defense of his bloodbath comment. I mean, once again, mainstream media just complicit in just, I don't know whether it's normalizing, numbing us all down to the constant. I was saying it's like what do we say, Chris? It's like a Flintstones background,
right.
Like violent comment, lie, crazy. I don't know, demented. Biden beat Obama. Something completely
rock tree,
right? Rock tree. Like, and then rinse, lather, repeat. Uh-huh. And they just every weekend is like this now, right?
Yeah, and I know that's hysterical because that's really true. Now I'm picturing Flintstones backdrop because
right.
I'm never going to unsee that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we're treating it's like not apples and oranges. It's apples and like flaming bags of like nuclear poop. Like these are not comparable things. And we're still the questions yesterday. And I did appreciate that the media was at least saying that he said bloodbath. But the questions were, do you think he meant it to mean the auto industry or do you think he meant it to mean like America? And it's like, really? You have to ask that? Yeah. Well, why can't you ask? Why is he still trafficking in political violence inciting? Why is he still doing that? Why aren't you pushing back on that? Why are you okay with that? No. Give him an opportunity to tell me that we missed the context.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, your last tweet, you said I wasn't a Trump voter until he promised a bloodbath if he didn't win and saluted during an anthem sung by a bunch of dumb yahoos who violently attacked our Capitol, said no one ever. That's the thing. I keep saying this, Joe. We keep talking about we have to be realistic about the actual and violent threat he poses and not being scared of the bullies, right? Because that's also what they want. It's like, oh, let's just give the asylum to the lunatics because they'll hurt us. I mean, that's where we are, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that they want us afraid of things that aren't real, but they don't want us to deal with things that are real that we should be afraid of, like the fact that a wannabe authoritarian is talking about releasing the violent criminals who attacked our Capitol and beat up our police on January 6th.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but also, I mean, again, there's this normalization of the way that he talks and the language that he uses that nobody's even talking about the fact that the opening of that speech included him calling those people hostages
yeah.
and saluting an anthem what they sang. And it's just, that's crazy. That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. A little bit of breaking news for us. Lawyers for Trump admitted in a new court filing he cannot secure a bond on his $464 million civil fraud judgment. They wrote that posting a full undertaking is a practical impossibility. Isn't that weird? Because didn't he just say, yes, this weekend he's super rich still? I thought, which is it? I can't remember whether he's super rich or... I don't think we could have ever envisioned, not just where they believe the most obvious liar ever in the history of ever, but that they're sending him money to right to pay his for all of his crimes.
And much of the stuff that he's promising will hurt them. Like, they're supporting someone who's really exemplifies the antithesis of their best interests.
Right.
But, you know, there's a lot about him that is toothpaste you can't put back in the tube for a lot of people who love him. And he tapped into something in them that, like, once you take it out and you embolden it and you tell them it's legitimate and all those dark, ugly things that they had to hide about before, and now they get to say them out loud. It's, you just, no matter what he does, you really can't undo that magic spell.
Yeah. Yep. Let's go to Johnny in Texas. You're on with JoJo from Jurors. Hey, Johnny.
Hello, guys. Mike Pence is ridiculous. A typical Republican. No one except those who have half their brains tied behind their back believe that Mike Pence is not a Trump supporter. Just because he says something, you can't take it to the bank. He said that those people on January 6th were caught up in the moment. Caught up in the moment. Oh, you mean like the cop who shot Orlando Castile in the chest like a half a dozen times in front of his girlfriend and her four-year-old daughter? Or like those bunch of cops in that Walmart who shot that guy shopping in the toy department? That kind of getting caught up in the moment? Please.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. All right. I take your point.
Okay. He's kind of fading in and out there.
Yes, he was. Yeah. And here's the thing, Joe, as we were saying, as we face the end, literally, of our democracy, it's not hyperbole. Mike, someone said, like, you can't do half measures at this point. Just saying you don't endorse Trump is not enough. Mm-hmm. Saying you would never, ever vote for Biden, that is a vote for Trump, and he knows it. He knows either. I mean, so what is he implying? He's going to vote third party, write someone in? Like, he knows that's a vote for Trump.
I mean, again, it's the profiles in cowardice party wide. Senator Cassidy was on the weekend shows too. He voted to convict Donald Trump in a second impeachment for attempting to overthrow our government and toss out the results of an election he legitimately lost. He cast a vote saying he should not be able to run for office ever again and wouldn't say, when asked, if he would vote for him or not. Wouldn't answer the question. Was vague, said, I'll vote for the Republican. I'll vote for a Republican. Wasn't mean a write-in. But people are like, well, at least he said that. And now he's being canceled by, like, the hardcore MAGA. It's like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You literally voted to have him barred from the office. You're now not disqualifying him from holding again?
Yeah. No, it's insane. Now, I'm told in your jingle that you are part Lebanese.
That is true.
Yes.
I am part Lebanese. The half Lebanese, half Irish.
Okay. Oh, well.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
I'm doing the wearing of the green from yesterday.
Yeah.
So, Joe, where do you think, you know, because we've talked before about the Middle East issue that, you know, but I just have to say, so Netanyahu was on, I don't know which show, the Sunday show yesterday. He's refusing to bow to calls by Schumer for a new election, is pushing back against White House warnings about a potential new offensive in Gaza. Netanyahu said it's inappropriate to go to a sister democracy and try to replace the elected leadership there. That's something that Israel, the Israeli public, does on its own, and we're not a banana republic. The majority of Israelis support the policies of my government. That's not true.
No.
Yeah, that's not, first of all, and he said, if Senator Schumer opposes these policies, he's not opposing me, he's opposing the people of Israel. No, he's not. And this is what, you know, we can all see. Of course, it's to his benefit to keep the war going as long as possible, because I think he knows he's going to get voted out, right? Like, he wants, you know, because, oh, we can't have an election while this war is still going on. And so here we are. But, you know, thousands of protesters filled the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem Saturday night in two separate groups, one calling for the government to resign, others demanding the release of hostages in Gaza. He is not popular in Israel, is he?
No, and he, like Trump, is a wannabe despot, a wannabe authoritarian, and he's, you know, waiting this out, I think, to see what happens in November. But let's remember, this is someone who's a personal friend of Donald Trump's. This is someone who would very much benefit from Donald Trump's return to the White House.
Actively trying to undermine Biden so that Trump gets back in. I mean, I'm reading, you know, this analysis, Joe. Through his years in power, Netanyahu has moved sharply to the right, his current coalition the most conservative in Israeli history. In the U.S., meanwhile, the Republican Party has undergone a similar transformation. There's now a considerable ideological synergy between the GOP and Netanyahu's Likud. Netanyahu has noticeably courted Republican leaders and irked Democratic ones. He lectured Barack Obama in the Oval Office about the Middle East in front of journalists in 2011 in a way that infuriated the White House. He traveled to Washington at the invitation of Republicans in 2015 to try to shatter an Iran nuclear deal during an address to Congress. He also aligned himself with Trump and got multiple policy wins as a result, including the relocation of the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So here we are, right? It's like there's no one that wants Trump back in more than Netanyahu and Putin, right?
Oh, 1,000%. And again, what I would implore people to consider, as someone who is half Lebanese, I was actually raised by my father, who was a Lebanese immigrant who came to this country as a teenager. I would implore people to keep a mind of what the alternative to Joe Biden would look like in Donald Trump for the people of Palestine. And I think that we cannot lose sight of that, because I think it would mean the eradication of Palestine. I think that Trump's never said two-state solution. I don't think I've ever heard him say it. It's not what Bibi wants. It's not what Trump wants. Right. It is, in fact, what Biden and his administration want. And we have to keep sight of that. And I will say Chuck Schumer, I thought that was incredibly brave. This is the highest-ranking Jewish official in our government speaking out and saying, I see you, to the people in Michigan who said, you know, this is a line for me that he's crossing. And Schumer said, we see you, we hear you. We need to have more of that. It's incredibly important.
Well, yeah. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi stood, you know, staunchly behind Chuck Schumer. She said he loves Israel as we do. We support Israel. And the fact that he made this statement should be listened to, because Israel's reputation is at risk because of what's happening in Gaza. Chuck Schumer's speech was an act of courage, an act of love for Israel. And I wish the prime minister would read the whole speech, because he speaks with great vehemence about the need to defeat Hamas. So, you know, and I just think, once again, Biden is doing, you know, I think the best he can in a horrifically difficult situation, trying to thread this needle, I guess.
Yeah, and Netanyahu's putting him in an impossible position.
Yeah.
Because the more brazen he becomes, the more it forces the administration to do things that are not going to be great for that relationship, at least in the short term. But again, he can't just be out there saying, I don't care about the humanitarian cost of my actions. He just can't.
Yeah. Just interesting. I mean, I get obviously a lot of emails about this, but the fact that they're not even, that's not standing with Ukraine, the Republicans. That's what I mean. We've had such a splintering of, they just, anything that they perceive as bad for Biden. Do you know what I mean? It is, who is this? Fess writes, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is a murderer. He is allowing the nation of Ukraine to be slaughtered. We hear about Gaza every day, and he just talks about population of Ukraine is like, you know, 37 million, population of Gaza, 2 million. Why can we hear the cries of some children but not of others? Ukraine is not outwardly protecting terrorists. Gaza has openly protected Hamas, who invaded the nation of Israel, committed unspeakable murders and tortures against children and women. I mean, we should care about everybody, right? The cries of all the children. I mean, we do want the Palestinian children to be protected. We want, you know, but we also want the children of Ukraine to be, you know, we can do both things, can't we? I mean, still can say what happened on October 7th and the fact that there are probably still people, including Americans, being tortured and raped. We should care about that, too.
Agreed. 1,000%. 100, especially, as you said, losing sight of October 7th and the events that transpired that day. And we are losing sight of the fact that there are still hostages. Like you said, also, some of them are American. And it doesn't seem like it's part of the conversation as much anymore. But getting back to Ukraine, Joe Biden put it at the top of his State of the Union for a reason. This is right now, we're on a knife's edge with what happens with Ukraine.
Yeah.
Because if we don't stop Putin there,
yeah,
he will not stop with Ukraine. He said that he will not stop with Ukraine. We know that he will not stop.
I saw one expert, it just burned me up, Joe, just saying the war has turned in Russia's favor because we are way over time in sending aid to Ukraine. You know,
and this is the party of Ronald Reagan, right? This is the party of Ronald Reagan. This is Lindsey Graham, who has given speeches, was in Ukraine with Zelensky, yeah, saying that you're the best investment we've ever made. And yeah, now he can't go there. And why? Why? Right? Because yeah, they're beholden to Trump, who's beholden to Putin. Maybe Lindsey's beholden to Putin, too. I do not know what's in his search history, but I will just say that they're all beholden to Putin now.
Yeah. I mean, and by the way, and I just say Biden's proving, you know, that we can do both. He just got ships of aid to Gaza. We have to help the Palestinian mm-hmm. people, too. We have to help the Ukrainian people. It's just this didn't used to be hard, you know. I read this beautiful letter that a friend, you know, that a listener sent me about how my dad, as a congressman, helped his family and turned his whole family's life around by making sure that they got VA, his mom got VA benefits. I mean, it just, this didn't used to be a dispute. Now, Republicans vote against VA benefits. They vote against 9/11 workers. They vote against aid for Ukraine. I mean, it's just, my dad, among other, you know, decent, you know, former Republicans would be appalled, I think. Anyway,
public servants used to run for office to do public service, right?
Yeah,
wasn't that the
It was right in the name. Supposed... Yeah, it was in the. Yeah.
It's kind of implied in the title.
Crazy. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Yeah. With all the bad stuff happening in the world, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, right?
Yep.
Last week, long week. But you know what? We can make choices that can make a difference. Here's a great choice you can make. Join Credo Mobile.
That's right.
America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. They donate every month. They've donated over $95 million to Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, Friends of the Earth, you name it. Join Credo Mobile. You get that great feeling that comes with knowing you make a difference just by using your phone. And you get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network. Low rates, complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models from the top brands. Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. Bring your phone, bring your number, right? Go to CredoMobile.com, and for a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone when you use that code STEF. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com, $250 off when you use the code STEF.
Unfreaking believable!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Here she is, Princess Tomorrow, JoJo from Jers. Follow her on the social medias, on YouTube. You know what? I love living in my liberal bubble. You know what I'm going to listen to on my hike today? JoJo from Jers on the Bob Seska Show.
Oh, yeah.
And now what? And then what happens today?
He's coming on my podcast.
This is where I live, in my happy, clappy liberal bubble, and I love it.
What's the name of your podcast, and how can people subscribe?
Oh, it's Are You Effing Kidding Me? See, I didn't say the bad word because it's not in the title.
Right.
With JoJo from Jers, and it's on all the places, you know, where the podcasts are. But I also have a Substack of the same name, and often they kind of, like, mirror each other. But, I'm so excited. I've never had a video chat with Bob. We've only ever done audio, so I'm like, oh, my God.
This will be fun.
You are both a couple of hunks of eye candy. Let me just say that right now.
So is Kimberly, if you're watching.
Right? Oh, my God. Three-way. Okay.
Stop it, Stephanie.
Wouldn't be the first time.
What?
Sorry.
What?
Oh, what? Okay.
I went little Moms for Liberty there for a second.
Yeah,
okay, sorry.
Yeah.
By the way, Biden-Harris campaign raised over $53 million in February, speaking of happy clappiness.
Yep.
The strongest month since the re-election campaign launched. It has a record $155 million in cash. And Donald Trump is a complete loser that is sucking the RNC dry for his legal bills. Oh, and you just said someone has video of him having a hard time walking at somewhere.
Yeah.
I keep saying, JoJo, I feel like this is just an anything can happen year between his criminality, his obvious decrepit mental and physical health. I just, you know. But I think you're right. We just have to keep our heads down and you know, move forward. Vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
And have conversations. We got to keep talking to each other. We got to keep talking about the truth because we have to push back. Because not only is he revising what happened on January 6th and the election, but he's also pushing this, like, was a miracle. My performance during COVID was a miracle. And we have to keep reminding folks of this whole, were you better off 4 years ago than you are now? No, you were not. And a million people cannot be reached for comment, by the way. Thank you very much.
Yes, exactly. Maggie Haberman painted a nightmare scenario for Trump, pointing out there are many, many insiders who can flip on him the way Brian Butler did in the documents case. She said there are many people who worked for Trump, whether it was in the White House, on the campaign, at Mar-a-Lago, who, whether it was in the documents trial or the federal January 6th trial, who will testify, and it will just not be a good fact set for him. In January 6th, the case in D.C., it's everyone who worked in his cabinet, in his administration. That's why he's desperate to stop the American people from hearing testimony, because there's a lot of polling that, you know, even more people are going to be off the Trump train, you know, when he's convicted.
Yeah. And I mean, think about the people who have come out and said he's an existential threat to democracy. His former like Secretary of Defense, his former Chiefs of Staff, his former Vice President.
Yeah,
like,
on and on. JoJo from Jers. We love you.
Yay, JoJo.
It's all for you, JoJo. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.